another good feel-good story on the day was the win of Mel Julius on Forgeress. It was her first City win, and no doubt it gave trainer Quinton Scott a big buzz as well, who hasn't been enjoying the best of health in recent times. He joins us now. Good morning, Quinton. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Michael. How
are
you going?
I'm very well. I bet that put a smile on your face on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, my word. She's been a good, honest mare, and, Melissa's done a lot of hard work leading into it, so it was good to give her a bit of a bunk up.
Gee, it was a strong win, I should say. Were you expecting that on Saturday?
Well, the only thing that was seriously put me off, Michael, was the firmness of the track. I thought a run at Caulfield the other day was passable, and we were quite confident that she'd improve, but we were looking at Jane Bunn's weather report, and we were going to get rain Thursday and Friday, and we were pretty keen on that, but it didn't come. But anyway, you know, credit to the horse. She worked through that firm ground and got the result.
We'll have a chat to Jane Bunn about that. How are you going? You've been suffering from vertigo.
Yeah, just come from nowhere, and unfortunately, it's given me a bit of a churn up, but I'd never heard of it prior, but now quite often I speak to people, and it's not a very enjoyable situation to be in, unfortunately.
So what actually is vertigo, and how does it affect you?
It's an inner ear infection that affects your balance, and you really have no control over your balance, it's a very nauseous feeling. So it's not good, but I might add, in the last couple of 3 or 4 days, I have improved, and of course, naturally, yesterday or Saturday was a booster too. I'll tell you that.
So you're up and about now and able to get back into almost normal activities.
We're just at the beach now. We're Forgeress now. We're at the beach. She just had a swim, and we're just about to load her up to come home. So I'm down there with the girls and enjoying it, I'll tell you.
Oh, that is good stuff. And I bet Mel enjoyed Saturday. What a great moment for her, Mel Julius.
Yeah, well, she comes from a really, racing family, particularly on her mother's family and that. And her father actually rode winners for me. You know, he was a good jumping jockey, Geordie Julius. He rode, not for me, but he did win a Hitchin Steeple on Gogong going back some years ago. So, I mean, and her family, Melissa's family, they're really, her grandfather's still a clerk of the course here at Warrnambool now. But good family, really. And that was a little bit of a, if you want to term it, a problem. I mean, she was a real good show jumping rider, Melissa, and probably still is, but just adapting from the show jumping style of riding to just to being adaptable as to race riding was a little bit of a, it took a little bit of time to sort out, but, Simon Wild, her boss, and myself, we've worked with her, and the best part about it is she's a really good listener and she wants to learn.
Well, she's certainly going about it the right way, and it's a milestone she won't forget. A great day for the locals down at Warrnambool, and well done to you, Quinton, and best of luck with the recovery. Hopefully everything remains on track.
Certainly will. I appreciate your time.
Quinton Scott, the trainer of Forgeress, a good winner at Caulfield on Saturday with Mel Julius, who won her first city race as well.